Let's move on to item number seven. Mr. Briggs?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. This is a resolution of appreciation for your consideration for the septic to sewer project and those who were trying to get a solution to wastewater management issues down in the south coast of Santa Barbara. We did see an article yesterday that shows there's a bit of a wrinkle and a bit of additional challenge as far as the project proceeding, but regardless of that, and that'll have to work out as it works out, but regardless of that, we think it's appropriate to express appreciation for folks who have worked on this, and Dave Licaro of our staff is going to give you a little bit of an overview of what we're talking about.
Just give us a moment while we get the presentation up here. Should be a short presentation here, but I'd like to just kind of go over the highlights of the resolution, if I may. There you go. All right. Thanks, John. Okay. Well, good morning, Chairman Young, members of the board. My name is David Licaro. I'm a permit writer for the South Coast area. It's my pleasure to present today the resolution of appreciation for the proponents of the South Coast Community Septic to Sewer Project. So as you may already know, the southern coastline of Santa Barbara County is a very popular area, providing abundant habitat, aesthetics, and recreational resources like surfing. So many surfers at the time around 1998 were getting sick, and as a result, approximately 3,500 surfers petitioned Santa Barbara County to address the water quality issues in the Rincon area, which is a world-renowned surf spot. So studies of the area, studies of the properties on Padaro Lane, Sandpoint Road, Sandy Land Cove, and Rincon Point showed to have conventional septic systems, meaning they had septic tanks with the conventional leach lines and or dry wells. So many of these septic systems are located in unfavorable site conditions, shallow groundwater, in some cases it's less than 5 feet, undersized lots, less than half an acre in sandy soils. Additional water quality tests were conducted that indicated human DNA matches in the adjacent water bodies, that is Carpinteria Marsh, Rincon Creek, and the ocean. So the following pictures will demonstrate the constrained site conditions, but I'll just go through each community that's going to be proposed to be hooked up to the sanitary sewer here. But many residents of this area expressed their concern of the septic system. And so you can see here the proximity to the ocean, dense residential areas, small lot sizes. As I go down to Sandpoint Road, they're sandwiched between the Carpinteria Marsh and the ocean on a small strand there. Same goes with Sandy Land Cove. You're looking at constrained conditions, dense residential areas, and of course, as you can imagine, that the groundwater certain times of the year is very shallow. And actually, here's Rincon Point. You can see here the creek, and then, of course, the point with the ocean here. Again, densely packed residential area. Many of the homes had issues with backing up and even non-use at certain times of the year. So in an effort to eliminate these issues and protect the adjacent environment, many residents felt that it was necessary to become sewered. So with this increasing concern for the South Coast community's poorly sited septic systems prompted the collaboration between the residents of these affected communities, Heal the Ocean and Carpinteria Sanitary District. This collaborative team effort proposed to seek out alternatives to replace the antiquated septic systems with a new sanitary sewer system. The proposed project involves the removal of individual on-site systems and the construction of a publicly owned sanitary system that would serve approximately 100 and 136 beachfront homes. So the red star indicates Carpinteria Sanitary District, treatment works, and then, of course, the affected communities are there noted on this slide. So staff believes that the water quality will benefit from this project by abandoning septic systems that are located in unfavorable site conditions, providing adequate operations and maintenance of a sanitary system by a reliable sanitary district, ultimately reducing the potential of impacts to the adjacent water bodies. So the resolution recognizes the efforts of the South Coast Community Septic to Sewer Project proponents, that's a mouthful, who, despite challenges at many steps along the way, successfully facilitated the design, funding, and approval of the sanitary system. Staff would like to specifically name the South Coast Community Residents, Carpinteria Sanitary District, Heal the Ocean, and Santa Barbara County Environmental Health Services for their tremendous effort. And I believe some of the members may be here in the audience, actually. So I'll just open this up to questions or really just comments from the board. And unfortunately, like usual, we give out nice framed resolutions. But since there's a lot of different proponents to this, what we're going to do is going to do a mail out after this meeting, and it's going to be on nice paper, a nice presentable resolution. So thank you.
Okay, any questions for staff at this point? Okay, thank you. Why don't we go get to our speakers that we have?
Okay.
I have six cards. Everyone will have 3 minutes to address the board. First speaker is Brooke Taylor, then Sandra Will Carradine, and then Gidi White.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm coming here at great personal cost, I believe, and risk, to ask you to reconsider commending Heal the Ocean. Commending organizations who participate in dysfunctional behaviors against the public is simply to condone their actions. And I'm a homeowner at Rincon Point. I'm a mother and a surfer, and I also have vocally questioned this conversion as an environmentalist. But Heal the Ocean members and others who claim affiliation with Heal the Ocean have resorted to personal attacks against me and my family. And it began with an email from Hillary Hauser directed to me on September 10th, 2007, which has a swear word in it, so I'd rather not read it, but just send it around to you each. But it basically says that you have hurt your neighbors, your community, and this is when I was asking Heal the Ocean to just help me understand what we were doing at Rincon, and questioning it, not coming out against it. But you have hurt your neighbors, your community, more than you imagine, because what you're advocating is undoable and not be allowed by the regional board or the state. You have basically, swear word, everybody you love, and I mean this sincerely, Hillary, and the swear word is an F word, so I have kids, I'm not going to read it. But then later, Ms. Hauser also referred to us as ignorant in the press and continued to do so. Then a blog was published and emailed to several people in the community. I was told about 400 people that alleged a lawsuit that my husband and I were filing, which was not true. Yet, nevertheless, that same weekend, there was a photo, which I have here, was plastered all over the cove at Rincon Point and was witnessed to be under the Heal the Ocean banner as well as all along the path at Rincon. And I walk the path every morning for the next week taking these photos of my husband and I, which say, newcomers Billy Taylor and Brooke Harvey Taylor are opposing sewer hookups at Rincon Point. Thank them next time you get sick surfing at Rincon. So this was plastered all over, even under the Heal the Ocean banner. And the blog allegedly posted by Heather Crummer, who's a parent at my children's school, on behalf of the Heal the Ocean. It was after this that someone tried to break into my home, that our phone numbers, my cell phone, my personal cell phone number, and my home number were passed out to people, surfers, who called at 6 in the morning asking us to change our mind, to stop being against this project. One of them was Sean Thompson called me and asked us to stop doing this. I'm not so sure how they received my personal cell phone number, but it is in the school directory. And I'm just simply asking the board to reconsider rewarding this type of behavior and this type of conduct. I believe that no matter how you feel about this project, getting what you want at all costs to people is really inappropriate. And bullying citizens I think in the end we all want the same result, which is clean water, and bullying citizens is just...
Thank you for your comments.
...not appropriate.
Thank you for your comments.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Sandra Will Carradine, Gidi White, and then Jella White? Jella White?
Hello, I'm Sandra Will Carradine, and thank you, Chair, members of the board. I'm here today to address your resolution number R3-2007-0095. I would like to directly address some of the misinformation contained in your memorandum labeled number 7, attachment number 1. I'm not suggesting that you intentionally misrepresented your report. I'm asking you to listen while I address some facts that you may not have been made aware of. As a participant over the last 9 years in this process as a homeowner of a property located in Rincon Point, along with my community members, there have been too many inaccuracies to speak of here today. The day or the year is not long enough. I would like to start with your memorandum, which addresses the year 1999, when Heal the Ocean and surfers started raising money claiming that surfers were getting sick. Reporting out of the EPA Region 9 Compliance Evaluation Report, what you really need to be made aware of is, yes, people were getting sick, but the Carpinteria Sanitary District knowingly withheld spills dating back to 1996. The history includes 35 spills. This figure represents approximately 15 spills per 100 miles. More than half of these spills entered into storm drains or waters of the Pacific Oceans. The CSD went as far as to discount the accuracy of the spill report during an EPA visit. The DNA study that is referred to, that Santa Barbara County Environmental Health Services has compromised its integrity. Yes, it did indeed grant the money, but it fails to acknowledge in your report that the DNA study was flawed and should not be counted. Even the Watershed Coalition report indicated that it could not consider its results. But yet Heal the Ocean, Santa Barbara County Health, and Carpinteria Sanitary District still insist on including this inaccurate report. The successful lobbying of CSD and Heal the Ocean that you reference in your memorandum is quite the contrary. The collusion between CSD and Heal the Ocean is terribly troubling and wrong. Heal the Ocean's executive director, Hillary Hauser, informed in her letter of August 30th, 2004, 1 week before certification by the CSD of the EIR, that her organization had entered into an agreement with CSD to help out financially. But what she doesn't tell her donors is that CSD could have simply fixed the problem before certifying the EIR, which would have meant no lawsuit, made the project better. Instead, now the CSD is going to reimburse Heal the Ocean through assessment funds that it plans to now collect from the Rincon Point homeowners. Even worse, some of those homeowners were donors to the Heal the Ocean funding, along with the vice president of our homeowners association and one of the major proponents of this project. And he fails to give disclosure that he is also a board member of Heal the Ocean.
Could you wrap it up, please?
Beg your pardon?
Can you wrap it up, please?
Oh, sure. So when the CSD certified the septic to sewer, the CSD failed to acknowledge that they had raised their ratepayers' rates by 28% to fix a aging facility. District faces the costly challenge of relocating a pipeline. That pipeline that needs to be relocated still exists, as reported by Craig Murray 3 years later. And that sum that he brought in was $2.4 million. So I'd like to say, what happened to the $2.4 million that was raised to fix a pipeline that now I am supposed to contribute toward with this process, along with development at the county parks and the bluffs?
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Gita White.
Good morning. I'm Giti White. I made the trip up from Santa Barbara this morning because we have serious concerns about the resolution of appreciation before you. As a Santa Barbara native, I have spent considerable time in the service of local environmental causes. As a member of the Rincon Creek Watershed Council, I regularly participated in meetings and made extensive efforts to inform myself of the conditions in the Rincon Creek watershed and to protect this unique environment. I am here to urge you to deny this resolution or to continue this item to correct the numerous inaccuracies and omissions from the resolution and to thoroughly examine the unfortunate and often shameful conduct that you are considering commending. As I understand it, a critical function of your board is to provide regulatory oversight. It seems awfully premature to start commending project proponents, including CSD, a known polluter that was sanctioned by the EPA in 2002 after years of excessive spills. It is worth noting that CSD continues to resist a commitment to operate scores of private grinder pumps and other sewer infrastructure on private property subject to its NPDES permit. This would foster documentation and accountability of sewage releases from this problematic infrastructure. How can operating this infrastructure outside NPDES oversight protect the environment, the public, or homeowners? I am further concerned that some of the inaccuracies in the resolution, such as the reference in paragraph 6 to a March 2004 certification of the EIR, can be traced to communications from Heal the Ocean. Paragraph 4 of the resolution refers to the DNA study conducted by Heal the Ocean. This study was not designed to identify septics as a source of low coliform levels detected during a period when water samples consistently met water quality standards. The Rincon Creek Watershed Plan said of this study, quote, there are many issues and limitations to this study, and as a result, the data and conclusions from the study are not included in the watershed plan. My name may be familiar to staff because I was personally attacked in an email that Executive Director of Heal of the Ocean sent to the State Water Resources Control Board and Regional Water Quality Control Board staff. I took the time to express my concerns regarding the environmental risks of piecemealing a number of planned projects in the Rincon Point area and urged the board to administer grant funds in a manner that minimized and avoided environmental impacts and public health risks. Rather than respond to these valid environmental concerns, the executive director of Heal the Ocean falsely stated that I was a plaintiff in earlier litigation against Carpinteria Sanitary District. Rather than insisting on avoidance of environmental impacts and demanding accountability for the use of Clean Beach Initiative funds in order to protect and enhance water quality, the executive director of Heal the Ocean chose to describe me and other participants in the public process as oppositionists on a, quote, power trip and informed the state that our public comments were, quote, an attempt to sabotage the $2.1 million grant, which is definitely a move to hurt their neighbors.
Could you wrap it up, please?
Thank you. Please reject this resolution and take the time to consider what you have heard today.
Thank you for your comments. Jella White, Doug White, and then last, Craig Murray. If any member of the public wishes to address the board that has recently come in, please fill out a speaker card and submit it.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
My name is Jale Kahan White, and I'm here to voice my concern about Resolution R3-2007-0095. My concerns are twofold. Firstly, by errors in the accuracy of significant dates and numbers in the resolution. Secondly, by omissions of significant data from the resolution. Between July 1997 and 2002, CSD reported 31 sewage spills, and 17 of those were to waters of the U.S. CSD had 14 sewage spills in 1998 alone. This important information was not provided to homeowners, and I guess to surfers, of Rincon Point, when in 2000, CSD, with encouragement from Heal the Ocean, formed an assessment district without and before conducting an EIR. CST and Hilda Ocean disregarded concerns of long-term residents and pursued this decision in spite of huge environmental risks. Only after legal challenge, that assessment district was dissolved. Later, after receiving Costa Machado grant funds in 2003, a confusing draft EIR was produced that included five distinct beach communities with no baseline water quality data for four of the five communities. Improving water quality was the only area of controversy, and objections and objectives of the project did not include improvement to water quality. Two large pump stations were proposed to be placed on each side of Rincon Creek in the riparian corridor in the flood zone. Once again, concerns of residents who provided pictures of washed out Rincon Creek during the floods of years before were dismissed. Hilda Ocean and CST pursued this decision in spite of environmental risks. In fact, a week before certification, on August 30, 2004, in a special meeting that took only 20 minutes with no members of public present, Hilda Ocean offered $100,000 to CST in case that final EIR was challenged. In a letter, Ms. Hauser wrote, "The few dissenters to the project will be showing up and speaking loudly at these final hearings." That was in August 30th. "And this needs to be contracted with your support. We will inform you more about the rest of the septic to sewer process soon. But for now, we want you to know that Hilda Ocean has entered an agreement with CST to help financially, as well as adding the services of our own lawyer in the event there is a lawsuit from the dissenters. On this basis, CST has agreed to move ahead with certifying the final EIR, as well as the final steps of the septic to sewer process."
Can you wrap it up, please?
Yes. "Paragraph 6 of today's resolution is wrong. Final EIRs was certified on September 7, 2004, a week after CST offered $100,000 to CST, not on March 2004. Paragraph 2nd of
okay,
this resolution is wrong."
Thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you.
Jella White, then Doug White, Craig Murray, and then Hillary Hauser.
I'm Doug White. I'm a Rincon property owner and a member of the Rincon Creek Watershed Coalition since the beginning. For the last 9 years, we've been asking ourselves, how can it be that we spent nearly $500,000 of Clean Beach Initiative funds on a project that does not even propose to clean the water, conducted by an agency with a regrettable track record? Perhaps this resolution, so rife with inaccuracies and errors, provides the answer. Despite an appalling lack of evidence, including no baseline data for three out of four communities, the proponents have managed a PR campaign that misinforms the public and even regulatory agencies. While Heal the Ocean has enjoyed special access to your staff, the communications between staff and Heal the Ocean should raise serious concerns about whether your board wants to further entangle itself in a dysfunctional sham process where both a nonprofit and local government are effectively reduced to being fronts for private interests, allowing private contributions to substitute for discretion. Whatever your opinion of the septic to sewer project, whether you agree with the result or not, it would be a mistake to endorse, let alone commend, this process. Throughout 9 years, the proponents have substituted personal attacks for good faith discussion on the merits as we examined various aspects of this plan. The process smacked merely of facilitating a predetermined outcome. Given the personal attacks and intimidation, the paucity of factual data, the specious science, the misinformation the proponents conduct merit censure rather than commendation, and I urge your board to investigate these issues further and to distance yourself from this resolution. We look to your board for oversight rather than cheerleading. The timing of this resolution is suspect as well. Why not wait for some evidence of improved water quality before you act to commend the participants? It puts your credibility at risk to commend, in spite of what you have heard today, an organization co-founded by your chair. And I would, Mr. Young, request that you recuse yourself from the vote. More troubling still, the timing suggests that you are trying to influence the likely upcoming annexation election. Please reconsider. Counsel for the board has stated that your board is prohibited from lobbying in a contested election. The very timing of this resolution suggests that it is an attempt to influence CSD and Santa Barbara County decisions regarding this project. The timing precludes analysis of what actually happens, the actual effects and environmental impacts of the project.
Could you wrap it up, please?
And reduces your board to cheerleading status rather than performing the critical oversight function with which you're charged. We respectfully urge you to deny this resolution or continue it, this item, to permit further inquiry into the conduct that you are considering commending. Thank you very much.
Doug White.
That was
well, who was this other guy?
Maybe up on behind. That was Jaleo.
Yeah, okay. Jaleo. I didn't pull it over. All right. Craig Murray.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board and staff. My name is Craig Murray. I am the general manager of the Carpinteria Sanitary District. I'm here representing the board of directors of my agency. I'd like to express their thanks for this resolution, which is a commendation, I think, that's been few and far between over the course of the last 10 years. What my board hears each and every meeting is what you've just heard from the minority group of project opponents. So it's greatly appreciated by my board when an agency such as this recognizes the efforts of our agency. It goes back to 1998. We've been pursuing this project since that time, coming up on 10 years. The residents of each of these four communities within this project area came to our district and requested provision of public sewer service. We, although our mission is to protect water quality, that's what we do every day, we did not pursue this project to improve ocean water quality. We pursued it because the homeowners in each of these four communities asked us to provide service. And we've been working diligently since 1998 to try and meet the request of those homeowners. Recently, we did conduct an assessment district vote. A majority of homeowners in each of the four areas voted to assess themselves to pay for the infrastructure necessary to convert from on-site septic systems to public sewer service. I'm here to answer any questions the board may have about the process or the project. I would like to comment on some of the comments made today regarding the performance of our agency's collection system.
Well, you have a minute, a little over a minute to do that.
Okay. In 1998, during an El Nino year, this is before I was employed by the Carpinteria Sanitary District, there were a number of sewer overflows, mostly related to flooding. A number of those overflows occurred on private property. They're not the responsibility of the district. We've made diligent efforts as an agency over the past 10 years to improve our collection system, and I would maintain that right now we are performing as well as any public entity in the region. We're on our third year without a single sewage overflow from our collection system. We just completed over $1,300,000 collection system rehabilitation project. We've completed major improvements to our pumping systems within our collection system, and we're continuing to improve the quality of our infrastructure in Carpinteria. We'd maintain and extend that same excellent performance to any future users of our system. And with that, I'll just wrap it up. I think, again, thank you from my board of directors, and we appreciate the commendation from the board. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Hillary Hauser.
Chairman of the board, member of the board, I'm Hillary Hauser, executive director of Heal the Ocean, and thank you for having me here, and for I echo the sentiments of Mr. Murray. We're very thrilled to be part of this resolution that you're about to pass. I will say first that it's just an honor to be so quoted. The fact is that the Pacific Ocean at Rincon Point is a 501c3 impaired body of water, and the state and the county and the federal government is under a mandate to do something about it. We have done the DNA test. There have been the county NBA test, and there have been other, the county Cuesta engineering study have been performed that show a problem there, and the opposition has done no studies of their own. They just complain about what is being said, and it's too bad that this issue is degraded to such a personal attack. Proponents of the project, myself included, have received anonymous threatening letters now being examined by the county DA. Any indication of wrongdoing having to do with working with the agencies, nonprofits work with agencies like yours and the state board, and if anybody investigates the records, they'll see where Heal the Ocean and the regional board has gone head-to-head and disagreed on things as well. And I would like to say that I've been at many of these meetings where Mr. Young has recused himself from this position on the Rincon. I specifically remember this, that he could not have a part in the discussion on the Rincon issue or the Goleta sanitary issue for that matter. I think the board has been very careful about things like that. In closing, thank you very much for this recognition. It helps greatly when we're getting so beat up unnecessarily. We're echoing, we're doing the work of the majority of the Rincon homeowners and the other property owners in this project area. They voted, they want it, and now we have to get past this obstacle of this opposition, which is unfounded. And thank you very much for the recognition.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Chairman Young?
Mr. Hayashi.
Can I get a clarification from Ms. Hauser?
Yes. Question? Ms. Hauser?
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
I have a question just regarding a couple of allegations here that maybe you could clear up for me. They made an allegation that your organization offered money to the district and now to go into this deal, and now you're going to get the money back.
Okay.
I don't. There was something. It's not very clear to me what they were trying to get across. And there's something about a $2 million that was missing somewhere.
Okay.
Okay. Whoever could answer that, just for clarification.
I can answer.
Thank you. In 2004, my district did enter into an indemnification agreement or an indemnity agreement with Heal the Ocean. This was prior to certification of the final environmental impact report for this project. It was in the face of serious threats of litigation on the CEQA process. And my board's position was we can't extend the funds paid by our current ratepayers to defend a lawsuit to connect properties outside of our service area boundary. So we entered into the agreement. One of the conditions of the agreement was at the time the assessment district is formed, those funds, if possible, would be recovered and returned to Heal the Ocean. The amount was $100,000. And that's where we're at now. The assessment district, the engineer's report for the assessment district included $67,000 to be reimbursed to Heal the Ocean. They're legitimate project costs. It's been approved and reviewed by our bond counsel, and there's really nothing sneaky about it or below board. It's public record. I think that the lawsuit that was eventually filed and the legal expenses that were incurred were filed by people in this room, and the district prevailed on all counts. So in my opinion, the legal issues that ensued were frivolous. So it's unfortunate that the homeowners are being asked to pay those costs, but it is a requirement of that agreement.
Any other questions, Mr. Hausch?
And the $2 million that they made reference to, that they said that some the president, the chairman, is that for the pipe?
I don't remember the reference, but the district did secure a Clean Beaches Initiative grant to provide 25% funding for implementation and construction of this project. It was it's a State Water Resources Control Board grant under that CBI grant program. Again, members in this room came to Sacramento to protest that grant award that would reduce the project cost for them and for all their neighbors. I don't know if that's the $2.1 million or $2 million they were referring to, but it was...
Mr. Chairman, can I just...
No, go ahead.
This item is merely a commendation. It's not an adjudicatory matter, and it's really not an opportunity to debate the merits or have cross-examination or responses unless the chair so chooses to allow additional questions. And I do just want to add that it was alleged that the chairman should not participate in this matter, and I just wanted to note that he is not a member of Heal the Ocean, and because of the nature of the matter, even if he was, he could certainly participate. And in addition, the board, if they choose to adopt this resolution, that is not a lobbying activity, and I just wanted to have that clear on the record.
Mr. White is correct. I am co-founder of Heal the Ocean. I have not been involved with Heal the Ocean for at least 7 years. As long as I've been on this board, I have not been a member of Heal the Ocean. I don't participate in any of Heal the Ocean's functions. I don't advise Heal the Ocean. I'm not involved with them. But I will say this. I look at the resolution as simply a accommodation for a community that voted to take themselves off a septic system program and upgrade. And to that, I do applaud their efforts. We're not getting into any other issues. I'm not going to listen to your criticisms from anybody, which they may be true, they may not be true. The point of the resolution is simply to applaud the effort that they have undertaken and the vote of the majority of the people who live in your community. So I don't look at it as anything more than that. If this was an item that was that had some other significance to it, I might consider stepping aside simply for the appearance of bias for some people, for people like yourselves. But there's no significance to the resolution itself, and I'm telling you on the record why I will vote on it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This was a very expensive proposition that the folks did pass, and as I think it's typical, as expenses go up, they typically do become more contentious. It did pass 2-1, which was pretty resounding. But obviously, there are a lot of people on either side of the issue, for and against it. I think it's a shame that in those differences of opinion, that there have apparently been personal attacks. We certainly don't know which of those claims are valid, and we certainly are not condoning any kind of personal attacks. We, as you said, we are simply proposing that you do commend the fact that these folks made an effort to move this project forward, and I'd recommend that the board go ahead and adopt this resolution.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions? Dr. Hunter.
Just briefly, I also want to offer the frustration that we feel when we see that kind of contentious and emotional elements that develop over very difficult and complicated problems within small communities especially. And I'm sorry to hear about the way in which the process occurred. And for those of you that made the trip today to bring your comments and to let us know that in some ways this process has not been easy, and some of you have personally been affected by this in ways that none of us would like to see happen anywhere in any of our communities. So I do apologize for the way in which this thing has gone forward, and you know, clearly we don't have a role to play in the local, at the local level, and you know, from our perspective, we do see a step being taken that we are trying to encourage in different ways. So the outcome of this is what we are looking at, and again, I am sorry to hear about some of the details in which this may have played out. And it sounds like there may be a little bit more of that ahead for both for those of you that are here today. So that's just it.
Okay. If there's no more board comments or questions, we have a recommendation before us to adopt the resolution.
I'll move the adoption.
Okay. I'll second.
And we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.